Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Wednesday, April 29th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. State leaders revisited awarding unmet housing needs grants last week after a contentious discussion about how to prevent undocumented immigrants from accessing the funds derailed decision-making earlier this month. Wyoming News Now's Valeria Fugate reports on the latest State Lands and Investments Board meeting.
The five-person board approved 9 of the approximate 23 project applications, and State Auditor Christy Racines said this lays the groundwork.
We did spend the whole $5 million, and I think what I really focused on was projects that provided infrastructure to unlock residential development.
These projects include water, sewer, and road infrastructure. Secretary of State Chuck Gray brought up amendments requiring the real ID for applicants to housing so they would not be given out to illegal immigrants. This language is already embedded into these programs, allowing only legal citizens to benefit from these subsidies.
That was Wyoming News Now's Valeria Fugate reporting. A special election will determine whether Albany County will use a local sales tax to raise funds for a new fire station, road and stormwater infrastructure, airport upgrades, and more. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor reports the election is next week.
If voters approve the tax on May 5th, it will keep sales tax at 6 cents on the dollar. If they reject it, sales tax will fall to just 5 cents. At a Progressive Voter Alliance meeting last week, Laramie Mayor Sharon Cumby said previous rounds of the tax had supported important local projects.
And that has provided an infrastructure that allows us safety, security, and to build toward our future.
The sixth penny is decided by voters. Local government leaders put a proposal on the ballot, outlining specific projects and naming an exact dollar amount. If it's approved, the county will collect the tax until that dollar amount is reached. Albany County's current proposal is for $95 million, which could take more than 10 years to collect. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jeff Victor.
The federal government has issued more funding for the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
Roughly $421 million is now on its way to states, tribes, and territories, expected to help nearly 6 million households who struggle to pay monthly utility bills. The latest figures from the U.S. Energy Information Administration highlight the issue. 13.4 million people had their utilities disconnected for failure to pay. The report says 1 in 6 households was behind on their energy bills in 2024, a trend experts say has continued and will likely worsen. The National Energy Assistance Directors Association says electricity prices are rising faster than inflation and average temperatures are increasing. That has NEADA requesting that Congress increase its appropriation for the program next year from $4 billion to $7 billion. President Trump advocated for eliminating the program this year, but a bipartisan group of lawmakers fought for LIHEAP. In Las Vegas, I'm Yvette Fernandez for the Mountain West News Bureau.
The White House is withdrawing its nomination for the next National Park Service director. President Trump tapped hospitality executive Scott Socia to lead the agency in February. In a statement to the Mountain West News Bureau, Socia says he backed out for personal reasons. Socia works for Delaware North. That company holds multiple contracts with the Park Service. It operates general stores in Yellowstone, an RV park at the Grand Canyon, and a hotel outside of Rocky Mountain National Park. The agency is currently run by acting director Jessica Boron. The Trump administration is rolling out a new initiative to reduce traffic fatalities. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, deaths are declining nationwide, but our region remains a hotspot.
Traffic deaths in 2025 fell about 7% from the year before, according to the National Highway Safety Administration, or NHTSA. But 9 states saw increases, including 4 in the Mountain West: Wyoming, New Mexico, Idaho, and Colorado. NHTSA Administrator Jonathan Morrison is unveiling a new initiative called Pathways to Safer Streets, focused on law enforcement, tracking impaired drivers, and technology to target repeat speeders.
Leading contributors to traffic fatalities tend to be people not wearing seatbelts, people driving while impaired by drugs or alcohol, or increasingly both, tends to be speeding, and we're seeing a great deal of distraction as well.
The plan targets these behavioral factors, but steps back from Biden-era goals of improving road and vehicle design. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A group of Casper swimmers recently returned from a national competition. Oil City News reports 5 Casper Swim Club athletes qualified for the Western Winter Zone Championships in Arizona. Coulter Goodrich reached the finals in the 100-meter butterfly and 50-meter backstroke and set a personal best in the individual medley. Megan Goodrich also made it to the 100-meter butterfly finals. 13 Cody dancers were part of an invitation-only international dance event in Los Angeles. The Cody Enterprise reports they spent nearly a week in classes, workshops, and performances, and earned superior ratings at the DanceX Showcase. A tucked-away bar is coming back to life. Wildfowl reports the Rock Shop Inn near Lander used to be a gem shop before becoming a local beer and live music venue and restaurant that also offered access to local trails. Then it went private. But recently, Anthony Prate moved in, took over, and started a makeover. The saloon is hopping again with rental cabins and trail access restored. Prate is working to reopen the restaurant, too. And according to Spin Blitz, Wyoming is the 10th friendliest state in the country. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What and where was the first recorded brewery in Wyoming? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, what is the average annual precipitation across the state of Wyoming? The state sees an average annual precipitation of around 12.68 inches. Obviously, rain and snowfall vary considerably by location, but that statewide average makes Wyoming the 3rd driest state in the country. Congratulations to Andrew Hood, who was the first with the correct answer. And a quick note, earlier this week we aired a story about family caregivers that included an error. We said Wyoming caregivers contribute roughly $1 million worth of labor every year. That's incorrect. Wyoming's family caregivers contribute roughly $1 billion worth of labor every year. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Enjoy the day and check in again tomorrow.